morning and welcome to the Guts and Glory, the Singapore General Hospital Gastroenterology Podcast. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Ching Han.
And I'm Andrew. And unfortunately, this is going to be the last episode of our Guts and Glory journey. I also am careful to say it's the last because we're not entirely sure how this podcast will actually come back and in what form and what format, or if it even will come back in the future. But I think as a whole, the three of us have decided that at this stage of our careers, that we would like to put this on a hold and see what else crops up in our own careers that we can focus on, right? So with that, there's much sadness in actually announcing that to the listeners. But I think it's the right move to do. Too much of a good thing sometimes will take its toll on one person, right? So Dylan, Ching Han, can you tell the listeners what's going to happen with the two of you? Both of you are going to be moving on into your new paths of training and new journeys await both of you. So what's happening?
So both of us are going to start our senior residency training in July. Dylan will be going into infectious diseases. I'll let him talk about it a little bit more. I'm going to start my training in oncology in July. So I guess part of the reason why we decided to put this on hold is in anticipation of our loss of our social life and time for ourselves. And basically, we just thought that work commitments might get in the way. So yes, it's with much sadness that this is our last episode. But maybe not last. Maybe something else might come up in the future.
Yeah, so I think it's been quite a fun journey. Doing this podcast, it's something new and not something that, you know, you go through medical school or you go through residency thinking you do on the sideline as well. It's been quite enjoyable doing it with the both of you. And yeah, quite amazing that, you know, we actually managed to reach out to so many listeners all across the world as well, starting from a very, very small side project. And now, you know, we've got listeners from all over the world. So I'll be starting on my training in infectious diseases from July onwards. I'm half excited and half in trepidation, I guess, or anxiety. Not sure what it's going to be like. And yeah, but I guess it's quite exciting because it's a whole new, you know, aspect of medicine that we're going to have to learn and train in. Yeah. So exciting times ahead for the both of us.
Right. So senior residency in Singapore is, for most programs, is a 3-year program. Right. And there is a learning curve. I think we did speak a bit of it when we actually spoke to our gastro senior residents in one of the earlier episodes, because I think specifically for gastro, we have to have the learning curve of both the knowledge and the procedural bit, which was quite tough for many of our trainees, but everyone pulls through. I think it's just a change in life goals and change in the way we perceive many things. I still don't think it's as big a jump as from a medical student to a house officer. I still think that was the biggest jump that any of us would probably face. But I think apart from that, jumping from a medical officer or a resident into a senior resident is a very big jump. One day you're writing referrals, the next day you're actually answering the referrals. It's a very sharp learning curve, right? So, I mean, looking back in this whole podcasting journey, right, I still remember the time when Dylan asked me about this initially, because I've always been a podcast lover, but I've never dreamt about running a podcast on my own. Although I did sometimes think about it, it never was something I dared to pursue until he came to me and it floated the idea to me, and I was ready to just dive in, because it was something that I thought about before. I just never had the courage nor the manpower help to actually run this. So when Dylan came and then Ching Han later on came, I think it was a great partnership that we all did this. I think it has moved and progressed to much better than we actually imagined it would be, right? Then and on top of that, I think podcasting is a skill that you can actually learn a lot for clinical medicine. I've become a better history taker since I did podcasting, because you're forced to learn how to chain your questions and listen to the answers and try to lead on to that. And actually, that's the fundamentals of history taking, listening well and actually asking the right questions at the right time. Right. So I'm still very thankful that I had this opportunity to do this with the both of you. I think it was a season in life that I don't think I'll forget. I think not many people have actually said that they have done podcasting and done it for as long as we did. I mean, 30 episodes is not any small feat. I think it took a lot of sweat to get there, but I think it's great that we did it.
No, I was just going to share that actually I was a bit surprised a few months ago that that there was a medical student on the team, and then someone mentioned that, oh, the gastro podcast, and and then my name was mentioned. Then the medical student was very shocked that, oh, you mean you are the Ching Han from the podcast. And then I was taken aback, because I mean, we do see the statistics and all that, but then it never really sunk in that that it would be something that that students use as a learning resource and they found useful. So actually, I thought it was quite a nice feeling to feel like the podcast is helpful in some way in their medical education. Yeah, even though up till now, I still find it very uncomfortable to listen to my own voice, and I will hate it if sometimes people make fun and then they play the podcast in front of me and I'll tell them to stop. Yeah, but overall it was a very enjoyable journey. Yeah.
Have you guys become more famous, as in when you apart from that story, right? Do medical students, when they see your name, they're like, hey, are you that Dylan or that Ching Han? do you get that?
Name is quite common. Is your name quite common? But the spelling is a bit
I guess it's quite a common name, but yeah, I think I echo what Ching Han shared. Every now and then when you know medical students, and then sometimes I try to promote shamelessly, like, oh, actually why don't you listen to this podcast? It's quite good. And I guess sometimes I'm quite surprised, because they tell me like, oh, I'm really following this podcast. And it's like, oh, then after that, it takes a few seconds or a few minutes later, then it clicks. And then they are like, wait, are you that Dylan from the podcast? What I was worried about at the start, you know, when we started this podcast, was that people might download or might play it for a few seconds, but they may not, like, you know, continue to follow and tune into subsequent episodes. But you know, I think some of these encounters and scenarios are quite encouraging, because it tells us that actually the students are tuning in, and you know, they are listening to the subsequent episodes that we come up with as well, and it's nice to know that, yeah, actually we were part of their medical journey, and that, you know, perhaps there may be, you know, a couple of generations of medical students that grew up listening to our podcast, and maybe, you know, this may have helped them to start listening to other podcasts as part of, like, their training or revision as well.
Yeah. So so the other day, my daughter in school, she's in primary school, right? And then they had this it's not really a show and tell, but it's more of a telling everyone what your parents do kind of thing. So there's people who say, oh, my dad's a lawyer, my mom's an engineer, and so on. So when it came to my daughter, right, my daughter told the class, she said, my dad has a podcast, he's on Spotify, he's an influencer. that the class was like, mic drop, you know. So no one else could match that, because everyone was like, what? She didn't even tell everyone that I was a doctor. I mean, she basically told them I was a podcaster.
Yeah,
they're like, what kind of? Yeah, and but because of that, she was so proud of what I did. And then, I mean, I hear that, and like, yeah, I mean, I think people don't realize that actually it changes the way that we perceive our social environment sometimes, and also how people perceive us. So I've had like medical students also who want to do elective with me, so because of this exposure, sometimes we invite them into the podcast as well. So I think it's great that we, like you mentioned, we are part of these students' journey, that we can do that, our little part, because I still remember we did it in the beginning was because of the pandemic, right? And then there was a shortage of proper teaching, and we just wanted to have some kind of resource that could provide some asynchronous learning for the listeners. And then it grew beyond that. So I think it was nice to see how the whole journey changed, right? So, okay, I mean, so for the both of you, next is senior residency, which at the time of recording will start for you all in about a month time, right? Yeah, so like you mentioned, the social life does dwindle a bit when it comes down to that period of your training. But it's exciting times, and you will realize that you will be doing things that you truly enjoy doing, right? Then when you exit, you will do things that you even more enjoy, because you will subspecialize to the areas that you are truly interested in, right? But I think your focus gets more and more narrow, but it gets more and more exciting for both of you. But a lot of hard work awaits both of you for sure, right? So anything else exciting that will be happening? I mean, in terms of what you're going to do, whether it's through training or other things?
Like medically, non-medically?
Guessing non-medical.
Non-medical.
Can be anything, anything.
Anything exciting,
Maybe I might plan for a kid. Maybe sometime next year.
That's exciting. I mean, that is life-changing. Not just exciting, that is life-changing.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Too much change at the same time might be a bit overwhelming too. So one step at a time.
How about yourself, Chen?
Life is monotonous. Everything is put on a hold right now. Nothing much. Just trying to prepare myself mentally for what's to come.
Yeah. So I mean, from my side, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like I said, with this whole podcasting business, there are rumors that I mean, I won't say it's rumor. I mean, in SGH itself, we do have a podcast that is run by the comms people. It's geared towards the public. Whether that will still be their focus or whether they will change to do something else, I think we'll see how the space goes. Because my hope is that people who are interested in this field, let's say one of the listeners here are interested to explore this as an option for their, not just their career, but as something interesting to do with your life, I think feel free to hit any one of us up and just tell us, because the only way to make these things sustainable is if you have a pool of people willing to do it together, right? And if you have medical students, residents, senior residents, faculty members, all of them are involved in doing something, let's say hospital-wide, right? I think when you have so many hands on deck and you have the support of the comms people, I think it makes things a lot easier to do it. So that's why we're not saying that this podcast is dead. It might resurrect itself in another form sometime in the future. But I think for now, we'll just take a hiatus, if we call it that. All right. Okay. So for the final time, I'm just gonna thank the listeners. All right, and also thank Dylan and Qinghan for taking this journey with myself for the last 1.5 to 2 years. We've done all these recording of these episodes. We will still try to engage the listeners on social media to refer to some of the old episodes, so that they can have their own reruns of listening to them. So do take a look at our website. If you can access it, if you just Google Linktree, LinkTree, and you type Guts and Glory, and with it, you can see all the infographics, show notes that Dylan and Qinghan have taken so much time to actually build for our website too. All right, so with that, we're honored that we are part of your learning journey for the final time, and hopefully not the last in entirety. So until next time, everyone, take care and stay safe.